Blog Talk Radio.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
That's the one! That's the one, Babla, Babla, yeah! I'm keeping up, keep on living up, I'm indigenous. I'm keeping up, keep on living up, I'm indigenous.
Shabbat shalom,
send that shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Darig hullu senbetnim yemiyakbur sadiq no wede egziab har yetemelese metsatenya kahizbu yilayen yihonin aybal unetin yemiyadarig hullu Sanbetanim Yamiya Kabur Sadik. Righteous is he who does truth and honors and glories and celebrates the Sabbath. May he not question whether he will be outcast from the multitudes if he was to repent to Exiavir, to the Sustainer, and enter into the worship of Elohim. Righteous is he who does truth and honors and celebrates and glories in the Shabbat.
My life.
Shabbat shalom, send that
shalom. Shabbat shalom, send that shalom. Shabbat shalom.
የሚያይነን አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያይነን ጌታ
El Rohim
Yeah.
Shabbat shalom, send
it
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Ugda shekol mi shohev et ha-shabbat, en sapek zeh yom miyuchad. Mitzvah gdola ba-shabbat, diyot besimcha. Shabor v'zachor, ki mekor ha-bracha.
Fiery oven shall you burn them in all thine anger, for your bliss. And if they have ears, shall swallow them up in his wrath, and fire shall devour them. Their fruit shall you destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. Obeyed Ha-Adam. For they and those intend evil against thy and I, and they imagine mischievous devices, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them to turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon the strings against the face them. Be exalted, O Jah, Rastafari, in thy strength. So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready?
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 21.
Mizmor Kaf Aleph. 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 Lam Natseach Mizmor Le David. 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 Mizmor Le David.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. O Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice?
Uvishuatecha, mayagel meod, 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 meod.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire, desire, desire.
Ta'avat libo natattalo, natattalo, natattalo.
And hast not withholden the request of his lips. Sila, sila. Sila, 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 sila.
Va'areshet sefatav balmanata sela, 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 sela.
For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power, 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 thy power. Thy power, thy power, thy power, thy power.
Adonai.
Yes! Rastafari.
مزمور هيا بك النف هيا أنت لما زمران عليك آي داويت مزمور عبيتو بهاي له نقوس دس كلاوات بما دانه اجيك هاسيتن يادرك يلبون فكار ستاو يكن فرون ملمنا عالكالك كالكو ببقو بركات درسه اللتالنا ككبور انكو يهونا زودن براسو لانور ሕይወትን ለመነህ ሰጠኸው ለረጅም ዘመን ለዘላለም በማዳንህ ክብሩ ታላቅ ነው ክብርንና ምስጋናን ጨመርክልን የዘላለም በረከትን ሰጠኸውልና በፊትህም ደስታ ደስ ታሰኘዋል ንጉስ በእግዚአብሔር ተማምኗልና በልዑልም ምህረት አይናወጥም እጅህ ጠላቶችህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው ቀኝህም የሚጠሉህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው በተቆጣህም ጊዜ እንደ እሳት እቶን አድርጋቸው እግዚአብሔር በቁጣው ያጠፋቸዋል እሳትም ትበላቸዋለች ፍሬያቸውንም ከምድር ዘራቸውንም ከሰው ልጆች ታጠፋለች ክፋትን ባንተ ላይ ዘርግተዋልና የማይቻላቸውንም ምክር አሰቡ ወደ ኋላቸው ተመልሳቸዋል ፍላጻን በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃ አቤቱ በኃይልህ ከፍ ከፍ ጥናትህንም እናመሰግናለን እንዘምርማለን
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 21, according to the royal order, is theme a Davidic thanksgiving for victory and Yah's salvation. Once again, native speaker Abraham Chebuda, and then we're going to go through verse by verse right here. Today's daily psalm, Royal Amharic.
Mazmur Haya, Bekendif Haya Ant. Lemazamran Aleka Yedawit Mazmur. Abitu Bahai Lihnugus Des Silawat. በማዳንህ እጅግ ሐሴትን ያደርጋል የልቡን ፈቃድ ሰጠኸው የከንፈሩንም ልመና አልከለከልከው በበጎ በረከት ደርሰህለታልና ከክቡር እንቁ የሆነ ዘውድን በራሱ ላይ አኖር ሕይወትን ለመነህ ሰጠኸው ለረጅም ዘመን ለዘላለም በማዳንህ ክብሩ ታላቅ ነው ክብርንና ምስጋናን ጨመርህለት የዘላለም በረከትን ሰጠኸውልና በፊትህም ደስታ ደስ ታሰኘዋል ንጉስ በእግዚአብሔር ተማምኗልና በልዑልም ምህረት አይናወጥም እጅህ ጠላቶችህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው ቀኝህም የሚጠሉህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው በተቆጣህም ጊዜ እንደ እሳት እቶን አድርጋቸው እግዚአብሔር በቁጣው ያጠፋቸዋል እሳትም ትበላቸዋለች ፍሬያቸውንም ከምድር ዘራቸውንም ከሰው ልጆች ታጠፋል ክፋትን ባንተ ላይ ዘርግተዋልና የማይቻላቸውንም ምክር አሰቡ ወደ ኋላቸው ተመልሳቸዋል ፍላጻን በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃል አቤቱ በኃይልህ ከፍ ከፍ በል ጽናትህንም እናመሰግናለን እንዘምርማለን
Bring forth the Bible. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Mezmore Dawit, Mezmor Haya and the 21st psalm, Mezmore Dawit, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrew,
What we have today is thanksgiving for victory. For victory, victory, heart of the battle of the sweet, the victory. In today's daily psalm, the 21st psalm, the psalmist and I praises Ekeziaviha, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, the good father, for the way he protects, guidance, protection, the way he protects and blesses the Davidic king. Thanksgiving for victory. Thanksgiving for deliverance, for salvation. The Targum, or the Tirgum, the ancient Aramaic translation of the Bible, interpreted the psalm, today's daily psalm, of the Messianic King, of the Negus Mashiach, the King Messiah. Some moderns have accepted this reading because some say the language sounds too exalted for an earthly monarch. It is best understood as the sequel of the preceding psalms. Today's daily psalm, the 21st psalm, a note here in the HSV, Haile Selassie the First, the HIM Bible, the Revised Amharic Bible, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible. We have today's daily psalm, and the numbering, it's higher, it's 20. Right? In the brackets, the twist, it's higher and, because of the ancient numbering and also the Hebrew, many places in the Sefer Tehillim reflects this. So in His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, we have that unique numbering that reflects the ancient or the ancient manuscripts. So today's daily psalm in the ancient time, the 20th psalm, but here in the brackets, parentheses, but in twist, we have Haya An, to align it with what we have in the latter days and time, the 21st psalm, today's psalm, where I and the psalmist praises Adonai Jah, Rastafari, for the way he protects and blesses the Davidic king. So we have today's daily psalm, thanksgiving, Miskana, thanksgiving for the giving of thanks, as the sequel of the preceding psalm. So today's psalm 21st as a sequel to the 20th psalm. The battle, or the battle, right? The battle had been fought and won, and we have a hymn of thanksgiving. A hymn of Miskana in the Amharic, the Royal Amharic Miskana, Hebraically the Torah, the thanksgiving offering, a hymn of Miskana for the success of the campaign, of the Sarawit, of the campaign. Accordingly, in the Hebraic, it says, Li David, of David, again means in this context, on behalf of David. In the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the superscription here is Lemezemran Aleka, Yedawit Mezmor, Lemezemran Aleka, to the chief musician, to the musician's chief, the chief musician for the leader, Yedawit Mezmor, a psalm, Mezmor, a chant. In the Hebrew we say Mizmor Le Dawit, here, Mezmore Dawit, one form of it, or Yedawit of David, Yedawit Mezmor. So here, Givir, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of the righteous king, Melchizedek, weep not, behold, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, weep not, behold, Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, having prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof, we have today's daily psalm. Mezmore Dawit Haya And Lemezamran Aleka Ye Dawit Mezmor to the chief musician for the leader. Psalm of Dave. Abetu Behailihi Ngus Desilewal Bemadanihi Ijiga Hasetina Yadergal. The king, the Ngus, the king shall joy in thy strength. Abetu, Behailihi Ngusa Desilewa. O Abetu, my father, his father, father of the house, he who be, we be, is divine majesty. And in thy salvation, Be Madanihi Ijiga Hasetina Yadergal. How greatly Ijiga Hasetin Yadergal. How greatly shall he rejoice. Ye Lubuna Fekada Setaho. Ya kana farunema limana ala kalakala hawim. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, his heartical desire. Ya libuna fakada sataho, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Ya kana farunema limana ala kalakala hawim. Selah, selah, Bebego barreketa dar sehel talinna. Kakubura in quillahone, zaudina berasu lai anori. For thou, the eye, preventest him with the blessing, the barreket of goodness. Bebego barreketa dar sehel letalinna. Thou preventest, thou reachest him, thou meetest him. Exiavia, the sustainer, the good father, condescended to manifest his favor to the Negus, even Negus and Neges, by coming to meet him with gifts. Kokobur inqui, Yahone, Zaudina, Barasulai, Anore, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. Hiwatina lemene, setahuim, le regim zemina lezalalamu. Hayuatina lemene, setahuim, le regim zemina lezalalamu. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days for ever and ever, for ever and ever. Hayuatina lemene, setahuim. Le regim zemin lezalalamu. Be madanih kubrua talakno. Kubrinina miskanana chamarihilet. His glory is great in thy salvation. Be madanih kubrua talakno. Honor and majesty. Kubrinina miskanan. Hast thou laid upon him chamarihilet. Hast I added to him. Yezalalem abarakatina setahwalina, defitahima desita desa tasanyawale. For thou hast made him most blessed forever, for ever. Yezalalem barakatina setahwalina, thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance, with thy face, thy presence, thy perception. Defitahim desita desa tasanyawale. Nugus be egziari hera tamamno alinna bel ulima mihireta ainawet. For the king, the Nugus, trusteth in egziari hera, in the sustainer, in the good, the generous Ab, and through the mercy of the Most High bel ulima mihiret, he shall not be moved. Ainawet. Ije telatochihina hulu taginyach. And Yehim Yemiyat Elohinna Hulu Tagnyachu. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Ijih Telatochihinna Hulu Tagnyachu. Thy right hand, Ken Yehim, shall find out those that hate thee. I, Ken Yehim Yemiyat Elohinna Hulu Tagnyachu. Bete kwetahim gize indesata itona dirgacho. Egziar herra be kutawa yatefachual. Isatima tibelachualich. Thou, the eye, shall make them as a fiery oven in the time, in the iwa of thine anger. Bete kwetahim gize indesata itona dirgacho. The Lord, Egziar, the stain of the good, the generous Ab, shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Egziavi herra bekutawa yatefachual, isatima tibelachualech, freyachowina komidura zarachwinema kasole jocha tatefale. Their fruit shalt thou destroy, down destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. Freyachwina kamidara zarachwinem kosoli joch tatafale. Kufatina beantelai zarigatewalina yamaya chalachwinema mikura asebu. For they intended evil against thee, I. They imagine a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Kufatin be antelai varigatewalina yamaya chalachwinima mukur asebu. Wode khalacho watemela sachwale filatsana befitacho laya tazagajale. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back. When thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them, against the face of all of them. Be thou exalted, Abitu, I father, his father, O father of the house, in thine own strength, Abitu, Bechailih, Kafkafbel. So will we sing and praise thy power. So will I and I sing and praise thy firmness.
መዝሙር 20 በቅንፍ 21 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ በኃይልህ ንጉስ ደስ ይለዋል በማዳንህ እጅግ ሐሴትን ያደርጋል የልቡን ፈቃድ ሰጠኸው የከንፈሩንም ልመና አልከለከልከው በበጎ በረከት ደርሰህለታልና ከክብር እንቁ የሆነ ዘውድን በራሱ ላይ አኖር ሕይወትን ለመነ ሰጠኸው ለረጅም ዘመን ለዘላለም በማዳንህ ክብሩ ታላቅ ነው ክብርንና ምስጋናን ጨመርህለት የዘላለም በረከትን ሰጥተዋልና በፊትህም ደስታ ደስ ታሰኘዋል ንጉስ በእግዚአብሔር ተማምኗልና በልዑልም ምህረት አይናወጥም እጅህ ጠላቶችህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው ቀኝህም የሚጠሉህን ሁሉ ታግኛቸው በተቆጣህም ጊዜ እንደ እሳት እቶን አድርጋቸው እግዚአብሔር በቁጣው ያጠፋቸዋል እሳትም ትበላቸዋለች ፍሬያቸውንም ከምድር ዘራቸውንም ከሰው ልጆች ታጠፋል ክፋትን ባንተ ላይ ዘርግተዋልና የማይቻላቸውንም ምክር አሰቡ ወደ ኋላቸው ተመልሳቸዋል ፍላጻን በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃል አቤቱ በኃይልህ ከፍ ከፍ በል ጽናትህንም እናመሰግናለን እንዘምርማለን
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic? In other language, because we want a song for each. That men gets to realize people out here know what go on. You know, because we want to ask them if we want to sell out the black people to the Russians. Then him will fight against America. You know. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So he must closer to America because he's having people. You know, just as easy as that.
Give thanks and praise.
I love it. I love it.
Come for example, I never regime demons tremble when they're here. Come of his father, Addis Ababa, repatriate the sons and the daughters. Yes, he loves me, lonely. Zion and Judah, power of the Trinity. Yes, he loves me, love me, ah boy. And them a ask for me love, feel like it's so peace. And them a ask for me love, feel like it's so. Go read it in the Bible, you easy as your ego. Feel like it's for to love me, I hope say you know. So, the Rastafari forever liar. Oh, I live the last forever royal. So, oh, you see, he is the king of the kings that no nama. I'm not the last he lonely. Lion of Judah, power of the Trinity. Yes, he last he lonely. Yes, I am. And I said 72 nations bow before the king.
መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 ለመዘምራን አለቃ መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር በመከራ ቀን እግዚአብሔር ይስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ስም ያቆም ከመቅደሱ ረድኤትን ይላክልህ ከጽዮንም ያጥና ቁርባንህን ሁሉ ያስብልህ የሚቃጠል መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 በ መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር በመከራ ቀን እግዚአብሔር ይስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ስም ያቆም ከመቅደሱ ረድኤትን ይላክልህ ከጽዮንም ያጥና ቁርባንህን ሁሉ ያስብልህ የሚቃጠል መስዋዕትህን ያለምልምልህ እንደ ልብህ ይስጥ ፈቃድህንም ሁሉ ይፈጽምልህ በማዳንህ ደስ ይለናል በአምላካችን ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን ልመናህን ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ይፈጽምልህ እግዚአብሔር የቀባውን እንዳዳነው ዛሬ አወቅ ከሰማይ መቅደሱ ይመልስለታል በቀኙ ብርታት ማዳን እነዚያ በሰረገላ እነዚያም በፈረስ ይታመናሉ እኛ ግን በአምላካችን በእግዚአብሔር ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን እነርሱ ተፈነካክለው ወደቁ እኛ ግን ተነሳን አንጠንም ቆመን አቤቱ ንጉሥን አድነው በጠራንህም ቀን ስማ
مزمور هيا بكنف هيا عند مزمور هيا بكنف هيا عند لما زمران عليك آي داويت مزمور عبيتو بهاي له نقوس دس سلاح بما دانه بجيك هستيتني عدر يلبون فكاد ستاهو يكن فرون من المنا عن سنك كلفو በበጎ በረከት ደርሰህለታልና ከክቡር እንቁ የሆነ ዘውድን በራሱ ላይ አኖር ሕይወትን ለመነ ሰጠኸው ለረጅም ዘመን ለዘላለም በማዳንህ ክብሩ ታላቅ ነው ክብርንና ምስጋናን ጨመርህለት የዘላለም በረከትን ሰጠኸዋልና በፊትህም ደስታ ደስ ታሰኘዋለህ ንጉሥ በእግዚአብሔር ተማምኗልና በልዑልም ምሕረት አይናወጥም እጅህ ጠላቶችህን ሁሉ ታገኛቸው ቀኝህም የሚጠሉህን ሁሉ ታገኛቸው በተቆጣህም ጊዜ እንደ እሳት እቶን አድርጋቸው እግዚአብሔር በቁጣው ያጠፋቸዋል እሳትም ትበላቸዋለች ፍሬያቸውንም ከምድር ዘራቸውንም ከሰው ልጆች ታጠፋለች ክፋትን ባንተ ላይ ዘርግተዋልና የማይቻላቸውንም ምክር አሰቡ ወደ ኋላቸው ትመልሳቸዋል ፍላጻን በፊታቸው ላይ ታዘጋጃለች አቤቱ በኃይልህ ከፍ ከፍ ጽናትህንም እናመሰግናለን እንዘምርማለን
መዝሙር 19 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 መዝሙር 19 በቅንፍ 20 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር በመከራ ቀን እግዚአብሔር ይስማ የያዕቆብ አምላክ ስም ያቆም ከመቅደሱ ረድኤትን ይላክልህ ከጽዮንም ያጥና ቁርባንህን ሁሉ ያስብልህ የሚቃጠል መስዋዕትህን ያለምልምልህ እንደ ልብህ ይስጥ ፈቃድህንም ሁሉ ይፈጽምልህ በማዳንህ ደስ ይለናል በአምላካችን ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን ልመናህን ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር ይፈጽምልህ እግዚአብሔር የቀባውን እንዳዳነው ዛሬ አወቁ ከሰማይ መቅደሱ ይመልስለታል በቀኙ ብርታት ማዳን እነዚያ በሰረገላ እነዚያም በፈረስ ይታመናሉ እኛ ግን በአምላካችን በእግዚአብሔር ስም ከፍ ከፍ እንላለን እነርሱ ተሰነካክለው ወደቁ እኛ ግን ተነሳን ጸንተንም ቆመን አቤቱ ንጉሥን አድነው በጠራንህም ቀን ስማ
Yes, 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 brothers and sisters. I give thanks for the interest, you know, amongst I and I peoples growing in the language, the Amharic, the Ge'ez, and the Hebrew. But just want to caution ones, the basics, you know, the Fidel, you know, the alphabet, the basic sounds, small words, you know what I mean? And also studying along with text, you know, Yes, yes. So, but here, today.
Bone again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Yes.
Psalm 21.
Mizmor kaf alef. Lam natseach mizmor le David.
Psalm 21.
Mizmor kaf alef. Lam natseach mizmor le David.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
And in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice? Shall he rejoice?
Uvishuatecha, mayagel meod.
Thou hast given him his heart's desire, 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 desire.
Ta'avat libo natatalo.
And hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. 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 Selah.
Va'areshet sefatav bal manata selah.
For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. Thy power. Thy power, 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 thy power.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, today's daily song. According to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malkias Elek, here Shema Yisrael, today's daily song. According to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Malkias Elek, Mizmor Kaf Aleph, Psalm 21, Mizmor Kaf Aleph. For the leader, a psalm of David, the king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. Lam natzeach mizmor letawi Yahuwah de azeka yismach meleka uabia shuateka ma yagil meod. These words are to be read in the light illumination what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10. In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the peoples. To him shall the nation seek. Wahaya bayom hahu shoresha yishai asher omeda lenesa amim layoa koyim yidroshu wahaita me nuchato akavod. In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, Wahaya, Bayom Hahu, Shoresha Yishai, which shall stand for an ensign of the peoples, Asher Omeda Linesa Amim, 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 to him, to shall the nation, shall the nation, shall the nation, Elayo Goi Maida Roshu, that is, seek the King Messiah, seek the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, the Melech HaMoshiach, David, David's son, Ben David, who will remain hidden until the time, the Iowa of redemption, 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 redemption. And here, 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 the notes of the Midrash, Midrash for Mizmor Kaf Aleph, for Psalm 21. The Messiah, HaMoshiach, of the tribe of Yosef, Ayusef, Yawasaf, of the tribe of Joseph, will fall in battle, will fall in battle. Then, HaMoshiach, Ben David, then the Messiah, son of David, will be revealed, conquer his adversaries, and receive the tributes of the nations of HaGoyim, of the international community, the nationalities. Rav Tanhuma said, the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, will come for no other purpose than to teach the nations, to teach HaGoyim, the international community, the nationalities of the earth, 30 precepts, such as those of the booth, HaSukkah, the palm branch, and the Tefillin, the Tefillin. E.T. reads 6, but also there's others that in reading this reading, where the number 30, the number Shalosha, is given, according to this tribe, this tradition, aside from the six commandments given originally to Adam, 24 more will be given to HaGoyim, to the nations, the nationalities, to the international community, in the time, in the Iowa of HaMoshiach, in the Iowa of the Messiah, the King Messiah, even the Black Messiah, thus bringing the total number of commands to 30. But all the Bnei Yisrael, all the sons, the children of Israel, will be taught precepts of Torah, of Jah's direction, instruction, of the teaching of His Majesty by HaKadosh, who, by the Holy One, the Isle One Himself, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. For it is said, even in Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 13, all thy children shall be taught by the Lord. Slicha, 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 slichana, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, chapter 54, 13, verse 13, where it reads, according to KJV, King James Version, and all thy children taught of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and great shall be the peace, the shalom of thy children. Wikola banayik, limudei Yahuwah, wikrab shalom banayik, and all thy children taught of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and great shall be the peace of thy, the I, children. Wikola banayik, limudei Yahuwah, with Rav Shalom Banayik. Why not by HaMoshiach? Why not by the Messiah? Because of the Messiah, of HaMoshiach, it is said, to him shall the nations, HaGoyim, shall the nations, the nationalities, the international community, shall the nations seek. To him shall HaGoyim seek. Elayo Goyim Yidroshu, to him shall the nations seek. Elayo Goyim Yidroshu. Rav Chanina said the name of Rav Acha, what can his rest shall be glorious? What can his rest shall be glorious? With Haita Ne Anuchato Kavod, what shall his rest be? Kavod shall be glory, mean, except that Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, will bestow a portion of his supernal glory upon Moshiach, HaMelech. Hence, here it is said, the king shall joy in thy, the eye strength, O Lord. Yahuwah be'alzika yismach melech. O Yahuwah, O he who be, who he be, Yahuwah, be'alzika yismach melech. In thy strength, be'alzika, the king rejoices, is happy. Yahuwah be'alzika yismach melech. Another comment on Yahuwah be'alzika yismach melech. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. Scripture says elsewhere, even in Psalm 24, verse 10, who is this King of Glory? Mihu ze melech hakabod. Who then is the King of Glory? Mihu ze melech hakabod. Rav Shimon, Rav Simon asserted, to whom can this King of Glory, ze melech hakabod, refer except to that one king, that one melech, that one negus, even negus negas, who bestows upon those who fear, who reverence, who respect him, a portion of his own glory. The Lord, he is the king whose glory is forever in his host. Yahuwah Tzvaot hu melech hakavod selah. The Lord of hosts, Yahuwah Tzvaot, he is the King of Glory. Hu melech hakabod selah. Pause. Thus, like this, our masters taught in HaMishnah, in the Mishnah, a mortal king, one who may not ride on his horse, nor sit on his throne, nor take his scepter. Yet, Moses was allowed to take the scepter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allowed to take the scepter of the Holy One, blessed be He. For it is said even in Shemot, in Exodus 4 and 20, Moses took the scepter of God in his hand. Vayikach Moshe et ha-mateh ha-Elohim b'yado. And Moses took the scepter of God, of ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, in his hand. Biyado, Vayikach Moshe, et ha-mateh ha-Elohim biyado. And Elias, was allowed to ride on the Lord's horse. What is the horse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is the horse of the Holy One, blessed be He, but the whirlwind and the storm, of which it is said, even in Nahum 1 and 3, in the whirlwind and in the storm is His way. Yahuwah rekapayim ugedal koacha winokeh loa yinakeh Yahuwah bisufa ua bisara darko we anana ibaka raglayo. Nahum chapter 1 verse 3. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. Yahuwah hath His way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of His feet. Therefore, what is the horse of HaKadosh Baruch Hu but the whirlwind and the storm? Of that it is said, in the whirlwind and in the storm is His way. Bisufah ua bisa'ara darko. And Scripture says, it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah by a whirlwind into heaven, in 2 Kings 2 and 1. Vayehi b'ha'elot Yahuwah et Eliyahu basa'ara hashamayim vayelekha Eliyahu ve'elisha min ha'gilgal. And it came to pass when Yahuwah would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Why he be ha elota Yahuwah et Eliyahu basa'ara shamayim vayelekha Eliyahu with Elisha min ha Gilgal. A mortal king, One may not wear his crown, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yet the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, sets his crown on the head, HaRosh, on the Rosh, the Ras of Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah. As it is said, even in today's daily psalm, Psalm 21, hear, at verse 4, thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. Tashita l'rosho itaret paz, thou, the I, male, settest a crown of fine gold, of pure gold, on his head. Tashita l'rosho itaret paz. A mortal king, one may not wear his purple, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his honor and majesty upon Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah. As it is said, honor and majesty dost thou, the eye, put upon him. Hoda wihadara tishawe alayo. Honor and majesty, hod wihadara, dost thou, the eye, lay upon him. Tishawe alayo. A mortal king, one may not sit on his throne, yet it is written of Shlomo, of Solomon, yet it is written of Solomon. Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord in 1 Chronicles 29:23. Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Yahuwah. Solomon sat on the throne of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Vayeshev Shlomo al kisei Yahuwah. A mortal king, one may not call his viceroy king, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, called Moshe God, called Moses Elohim, when he said to him, even in Shemot, in Exodus 7:1, see, I have made thee, the I, a God to Pharaoh. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe re'ei netatika Elohim lefaro v'Aharon achika yihyeh nebieka. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moses, see, re'ei, I have made thee a Elohim, a God to Pharaoh, and Aaron achika, thy brother, shall be thy prophet. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, re'ei netatika Elohim lefaro, v'Aharon achika yihyeh nebieka. When he said to him, to Moshe, see, I have made thee a Elohim to Pharaoh, re'ei netatika Elohim lefaro. Ha Elohim, true good, the true God, said also to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Israel, in Psalm 82, verse 6, ye, y'all, are gods, y'all are Elohim. Ani amarti, Elohim, atem, ha'el. The true good, the true God, said also to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Israel, Elohim, atem, ye, y'all are Elohim. And he called them holy ones, as is said even in Vayikra, in Leviticus 21:6. They shall be holy to their Elohim, true good, true God. Kedoshim, yihyu al Elohim. They shall be holy to their Elohim. Kedoshim yihyu l'Elohim. And he said in Devarim, in Deuteronomy 7:6, thou art a holy people to the Lord thy God. Ki om kadosh ata l'Yahuwah Elohika. Thou, the I, art a holy people to Yahuwah l'Yahuwah Elohika. Ki om Kadosh ata la Yahuwah Eloheka. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'elohim, will call Moshiach HaMelech, Melech HaMoshiach, after his own name, for It is said of Melech HaMoshiach, of the King Messiah, even in Yirmeyahu and Jeremiah, Ermias 23 and 6. This is his name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Wazeh Shemo Asher Yikarao Yahuwah Tzidkenu. This is his name. Wazeh Shemo. This is his name whereby he shall be called. Wazeh Shemo Asher Yikarao Yahuwah Tzidkenu. He who be, we be. I and I, our righteousness. Yahuwah Tzidkenu. Wazeh Shemo Asher Yikarao Yahuwah Tzidkenu. Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, also shall be called after the Lord's name. For it is said of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, even in Ezekiel 48 and 35, the name of the city from that day shall be the Lord. That shall be her name. V'shem ha'ir miyom Yahuwah shama shemaha. V'shem ha'ir miyom Yahuwah shemaha. When not reading it as Shama Deya, but as Shema, her name. Thus, the name of the city from that day shall be Yahuwah. That shall be her name. V'shem ha'ir miyom Yahuwah shemaha. Yahuwah. Shama. Rav Lewi, Rav Levi, said of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem, it will be good for the city when her name, Shema, is the same as the name of her king, and the name of her king is the same as the name of her God. Accordingly, when Scripture says, even in Micah, in Micah 5 and 3, the king shall stand and rule in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. We amada we ra'aha be'oz Yahuwah biyagon shem Yahuwah el hayoah. The king shall stand and rule in the strength of the Lord, in the strength of Yahuwah. We amada we ra'aha be'oz Yahuwah. And here in KJV, Micah 5 and 4 is translated to read, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. And he shall stand and feed in the strength of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. We amada we ra'aha be'oza Yahuwah, biyagon shem Yahuwah el hayo. In the majesty of the name of Yahweh El Hayo, of He who be, who ye be, His power, His Elohim. It refers to the time, the Iowa, when the king shall joy in thy strength, O Jehovah, O Yahweh. Be Azekah Yismach Melech, O Jehovah, in thy strength. Be Azekah. The king shall rejoice, Yismach Melech. Yahuwah, de azekah, yismach, melech. Another common strength, az, clearly refers to Torah. For it is said, even in Psalm 29, Hebraically verse 11, the Lord gave strength to his people. Yahuwah, oza, le'amo, yitain. Yahuwah, Jehovah, will give strength to his people. Yahuwah oza le amo itain. Or strength, oz. Strength clearly refers to the Aron Habrit, to the Ark of the Covenant. For it is written, even in Psalm 78, Hebraically, verse 61, he delivered his strength into captivity. Waitena lashbiya ozo, and delivered his strength into captivity. Waitena lashbiya ozo. Or strength, oz, clearly refers to kingship. For it is said even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 2 and 10, he will give strength to his king. He will give strength to Malko, his king. Or finally, Oz, strength, refers to Hahikal, the temple. For it is said even in Vayikra, Leviticus 26 and 19, I will break the pride of your strength. I will break the pride of your strength. And I will break the pride of your power, Ozkem, your strength. We shavarti etag ona Ozkem. Thou, the eye, has given him his heart's desire. Here in Mizmor Kaf Aleph, Psalm 21, here Hebraically, at the third verse, the Gimel verse. Ta'iwata liboa natata loa. Thou has given him his heart's desire. Taiwata liboa natataha loa. This means that thou, Yahweh, Jehovah, in the presence of Melech HaMoshiach, in the presence of the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, declare Edom's guardian angel, wrong. Wa sifatayo bala ma na'ita sela. And the reshet of his lips thou the eye hast not withholden sela. Wa resheta sifatayo bala ma na'ita sela. What is meant by the reshet of his lips? The authority, rashut, of his lips. When it is reported to Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, to the King Messiah, quote, a certain land is in rebellion against thee, against the eye. He will say, let make locusts come and smite the land, as is said even in Isaiah, in Isaiah 11 and 4, where it reads, he shall smite the land with the rod of his mouth. He shall smite the land, the earth, with the rod of his mouth. And he shall smite the earth, the land, the eretz, with the rod of his mouth. Wehikah eret bishevet pio, or when it is reported to him, quote, a certain province is in rebellion against thee, against the eye, he will say, let make the angel of death come and slay the wicked, the ratchet of that province. As is said, with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, shall he slay the ratchet. Ua beruacha sifatayo yamid rasha. And with the breath, ua beruach, and with the breath of his lips, ua beruacha sifatayo, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked, shall he slay the rasha. Ua beruacha sifatayo yamid rasha. Here in Hebrew, yamid, he would dead on rasha, on the ratchet. Another comment on the request of his lips, thou hast not withholden. Why resheta sifatayo bala mana'ita, the request of his lips, thou hast not withholden. Why resheta sifatayo bala mana'ita. This means that whatever Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, decrees, the words, HaDebarim, the words of his decree, stand. for thou, the eye, meetest him with the blessings of goodliness. Here, 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 today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Aleph, here, Hebraically, the Dalet, the fourth verse. Ki atik adamenu, diyar birkot tob, for thou meetest him with birkot tob, the birkot tob, with the choicest blessings. Ki atik adamenu, birkot tob. The phrase, birkot tob, blessings of goodliness, the choicest blessings, birkot tov. This refers, according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Judah, to the birkot, to the blessings that were given to Moshe, who was called, quote, a goodly child, end quote. As is said in Shemot in Exodus 2 and 2, she saw him, that he was a goodly, that he was a goodly child. Watere oto. Kit of who? And when she saw him, and when she saw him, watere oto, that he was a goodly child. Kit of who? According to the Rebbeinat, the Memharan, the scholars, according to the rabbis, this phrase refers to the berkot of Torah, to the blessings of Torah. Of that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the power Ha'el Elohim said, even in the Mashal, in Mishle Shlomo, in Proverbs 4 and 2, I give you goodly doctrine, forsake y'all not my law. Ki elekach tov anatati alachem, torati ala ta'ezovu, I give you goodly doctrine. Forsake ye all not my Torah. Torati ala ta'ezobu. He asked life of thee, of the eye. Thou gavest him even length of days forever and ever. Chaim shal mimeka. Natata lau, he asked life of thee, of the eye. Chayim shal, thou gavest it him. Mimeka natata lau, oreka yamim olam waed, even length of days forever, for ever and ever. He asked life of thee, of the eye. Thou gavest it him. Chayim sha'al mimeka natata lau, even length of days, orek yamim, forever, olam, and ever, wa'ed. Rav Yochanan taught, scripture mentions three men, Shlomo, Solomon, Ahaz, and Melech HaMoshiach, and the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, to each of whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, ask of me. Sha'ala mimeni, ask of I. Sha'ala mimeni. For the rest of Rav Yochanan's comments, see this midrash on the psalm, even the second psalm, Mizmor Beit. Sha'al mimeni, why do the heathen rage? Lama rakshu goyim. Rav Berakaya said, the verse means that the King Messiah, Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, asked that even Korah and his companions, men who went alive down into their graves, be raised up again. For it is said even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel 2 and 6, the Lord bringeth down to the grave and raiseth and riseth up. Yahuwah meyamit uamechaye morida sheol wayaal. Jehovah killeth, deadeth on, and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Yahuwah mei mita ua mei chaye morida sheol waya'al. Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch HaShem, bring us down to the grave, to Sheol, Morid Sheol, and raise us up and bring us up, Vayya'al. Confer Yalkut Adloka, where it is said that HaMoshiach ask that life be given to all the Bnei Yisrael, to call Bnei Yisrael, to all the children, the sons of Yisrael, even to Korach and his wicked and his ratchet company. His honor is great through thy, the I, salvation. Hear, 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 in today's daily psalm, Mizmor, Kaf, Aleph, Hebraically, the sixth verse. Dadola kobodo biya shuateka. His honor, his glory is great. Gadola kovodo, through thy salvation. Bi Yeshuateka, through thy Yeshua. Bi Yeshuateka. That is to say, even the honor, the glory of Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, is great only through Ha'el, the true good, the true God's works. The honor, the glory of the King Messiah is great only through Ha'el, Ha'Elohim's works. Glory and great worship shalt thou lay upon him. Hod wehadara tishawe alayo. Glory and great worship shalt thou lay upon him. Hear, 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 the second part of the wow, the sixth verse of Mizmor Kaf Aleph, Hebraically. Hod wehadar tishawe alayo. Elsewhere translated as honor and majesty dost thou lay up on him, can be interpreted as glory and great worship shalt thou lay upon him. Hod wehadar tishawe alayo. This means that thou, the I, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'Elohim, layest a master's glory and a disciple, Talmid's, great worship upon the King Messiah, upon Melech HaMoshiach, upon Moshiach HaMelech. Glory, glory accordingly, Kabod accordingly, is to be understood and understood as Ha'el's, the true good, the true God's command to Moshe, to Moses concerning Yehoshua, concerning Joshua, even in Bamidbar, Numbers 27 and 20, where it reads, thou shalt put of thy glory upon him. We natata meyahodeka alayo. Thou shalt put of thy glory, of thy honor, thy glory upon him. We natata meyahodeka alayo. Note that it is said of thy glory. Me hodeka, hod, the hod, in the sense the glory, the hod, the majesty, the honor of thy honor, also here referred to as thy glory. Me hodeka, it is said, me hodeka, of thy glory, from thy glory, and not all thy glory. Where then was all the glory of Moshe put upon Yehoshua? Rav Yudan said it was put upon him at the Yarden, at the Jordan. For as it is written of Moshe, as it is written of Moshe in Shemot in Exodus 34 and 30, they were afraid to come nigh, to come near him. Vayiyaruah migashet elayo. They were afraid to come nigh him. Vayiyaruah migashet elayo. In Shemot in Exodus 34 and 30. So it is written of Yehoshua, of Joshua at the Yarden, at Jordan, in Joshua 4 and 14. They feared him as they feared Moshe. They reverenced, they respected him as they reverenced, as they respected Moshe. Vayiru oto kasher yaru et Moshe. They feared, they reverenced him as they feared, as they reverenced Moses. Wayeru oto ka'ashara yaru et Moshe. For thou shalt make him most blessed forever. Here in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf Aleh, Psalm 21, Hebraically, at verse 7. Ki tishitehu birakota la'ad. For thou makest him most blessed forever. Ki tishitehua birakota la'ad. This means that all nations, kol goyim, all the goyim, all the Gentiles, the nationalities, all the international community shall bless themselves in Melech HaMoshiach, in the King Messiah, in the Moshiach HaMelech. Ki tishitehu birakota la'ad. And here the Midrash notes, say, compare this with Yirmiyahu. Jeremiah 4:2 that reads, and thou shalt swear, Yahuwah, Jehovah liveth, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations, Hagoyim, shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. We nishaba'ita chayawah be'emet be'mishpata ua bitzdaka. And thou, the I, shall swear, Jehovah liveth, live, children, yea, and thou shall swear, Jehovah liveth, where nishabatita chayowa. And thou, the eye, shall swear with Nishabaita Chayawa, be'emet, in truth, be'mishpat, in judgment, u'abit tzedaka, and in righteousness, with Hita Barkua Ba'uwa, and shall bless themselves in him. With Hita Barkua Ba'uwa Goyim, all the Gentiles, the Goyim, u'a Ba'uwa, Yita halalu, and in him shall they glory. Ubawa yita halalu. Thou, the eye, shalt make him exceeding glad with thy countenance, with thy face, with thy presence. Tichadehu b'simcha etapaneka. Thou makest him glad with joy in thy, the eye presence, in the eye face, in the eye perception. Tichadehu b'simcha etapaneka. Rav Berakaya said the name of Rav Shmuel, the name of Rav Samuel. One verse reads of the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, that one, like the Son of Man, came to the ancient of days, and they brought him near before him, even in Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. Chazeya hiweta adadiya kara sawana remiu we atika yomina yiteba lebusheya. Kita laga hiwara uasara resheha ka emara nik eya kara siwe kara siyeha si vivina dia nora galik lohia nora dalik. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Atik Ayomin, the Ancient of Days, did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, the Atik Ayomin. And they brought him near before him. Chazeya hiweta bechezweya leilia wa eru ima enania shemaya kbar enasha ateya hiwa with ada atika yomaya mit
ah, uak damohi yahakarabuhi. One, like the Son of Man, kbar enash, came to the Atika Yomaya, to the Ancient of Days, the Atika Yomaya, and they brought him near before him. But in another verse, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, says, I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach to me. He shall approach to I. And here, Yeremiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 21, it reads, and I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach to me. He shall approach to I. Where he karavtiyo, where nikash elai. How reconcile the two, these two verses, Daniel 7 and 13, and Jeremiah 30 and 21. How reconcile the two verses? In the first verse from Daniel, it is said that angels brought the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, Lifnei Elohim, before God. In the other verse from Jeremiah, Ha'el, who, the true good, the true God himself, promises to do so. Angels will bring the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, to the outer edge of the encampment. And then HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will reach out Yado, His hand, and bring the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, the Moshiach HaMelech, near to Him. Hence, here, it is said, I will cause him to draw near. Wehikarabtiyo, wehnikash elai. I will cause him to draw near. Wehikarabtiyo, wehnikash elai. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. Hear. In today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kaf. Aleph. In Psalm 21, Hebraically, verse 9, all thine enemies shall feel thy hand. Tia mitzah yadeka lekola oibeka. Thy hand shall be equal to all thine enemies. Tia mitzah yadeka lekola oibeka. All thine enemies shall feel thy hand. This means, according to Rav Lewi, to Rav Levi, that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, said to Melech HaMoshiach, the King Messiah, Moshiach HaMelech, thy hand shall seek them out for punishment. Thy hand shall seek them out for punishment. Tia mitzah yadeka lekol oibeka. Shall be equal to, literally find, reach to seize, in the sense of overtaking, will find, ti mitzah yadeka, to find thy hand shall find, she shall find, ti mitzah yadeka, lekol oibeka, all thine enemies. And in the next verse it reads, thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time, the hour of thine anger, and the fire shall devour them. The fire shall eat them up. Tishitemo ketanur reisha le'aita paneka. Thou shalt make them as a fiery furnace in the time of thine anger. In the time of thine anger. Le'ait paneka. Literally, thy presence. In the time of thy face. In the time of thy perception. As the presence of Ha'el, the true good, the true God, is destructive, destructive to evildoers, the same power has been granted to his anointed king, even the King Messiah, the Melech HaMoshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, Tishitemo HaKetanoresh Le'aita Paneka, V'tochleim Eish, and the fire shall devour, shall eat them. V'tochleim Eish. The Revenant, the rabbis, the Memharan, the scholars of Torah, they say that Gehenna will still exist in the Aita Haba, in the Zamana Haba, in the time, in the age to come. For it is said, even in Malachi, 3:19, behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all that do wickedly, that do ratchetly, shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, and so on, as above. Ki yahine hayom ba bo'er katanur we hayu kol zedim we kol osei risha'ah kash we lihata otam hayom haba. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. Ki yahine hayom ba bo'er katanur. And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, that do ratchetly, wahayu akola zedim, wakola osei arishah, shall be stubble, ash. Wahayu kola zedim, wakola osei arishah, ash. Wilihata otam hayom haba. And the day that cometh shall burn them up. Wilihat aotam hayom haba. Amar Yahweh and Sabaoth asher lo ya'azov alahem shoresha we anaf. Saith Yahweh Sabaoth, Jehovah of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root, nor branch, nor branch, nor branch. Amar Yahuwah Tzibaota Asher lo ya'zoba lahem Shoresha wi 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 Shoresha wi
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
מזמור כף א', למנצח מזמור לדוד. אדוני בעוזך ישמח מלך, ובישועתך מייגל מאוד. באהבת ליבו נתת לו, וארשת שפתיו בל מנעת סלע. כי תקדמנו ברכות טוב, ראשית לראשו עטרת פז. חיים שאל ממך נתת לו, אורך ימים עולם ועד. גדול כבודו בישועתך, עוד בהדר תשווה עליו. כי תשיתהו ברכות לעד, תחדהו בשמחה את פניך. כי המלך בוטח באדוני, ובחסד עליון בל ימות. תמצא ירך לכל אויביך, ימינך תמצא שונאיך, תשיתמו כתנור אש לעת פניך, אדוני באפו יבלעם, ותאכלם אש. פריימו מארץ תאבד, וזרעם מבני אדם. כי נטו עליך רעה, חשבו מזימה בל יוכלו, כי תשיתמו שכם, ומטריך תכונן על פניהם. רומה אדוני בעוזך, נשירה
ונזמרה גבורתך.
Not only do we have Ras, and Rosh, Re'es, Ras in the Hebrew, but we have Tefari in the Hebrew. We have Hail, as in Haila, Haile. Also in the Hebrew, we have Salase, Shalosha, as well in the Hebrew. But also we have the Mekonin in the root sense of Kwenina, or Konina in the Gittes. And here we have the Konina from the Hebraic, the Afro-Semitic, Afro-Shemitic root, Kun. Interesting, the word sound, Kun. What does Kun in that sense mean? Well, here in the example we're going to show from, and let ones hear, right here, Shema Yisrael, right here, we are in Psalm 21 and 12. In the Hebrew, it reads, Ki Teshitemo Shechem Be'me Tareka Tikonein ala pneihem. Now in KJV this is translated as, therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Ki tishitemo shakema be me tareka tikonein ala pneihem. Therefore shalt thou, the eye, make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. So here we have in the Hebrew, ti-ko-nein. Indeed, therefore shalt thou make them turn their back. Ki ti-shitemo shakem. Be-me-tare-ka. When thou shalt make ready upon thy strings, the metar, bi metareka, the imel ka, the imel. Now, arrows, thine arrows, KJV, does have the proper translative decency. It's something that, in spite of some of the shortcomings we might find in the more advanced Hebrew-Hebraic studies, in the HD studies of the Hebrew, in spite of some of the shortcomings that we might find now in 2019, 2020, and, you know, more than 400 years later, within the KJV, with all the additional software information, Donnell's prophecy shall go to and fro, and information knowledge shall increase. This is one thing that we find to be very good when it's understood properly. When we look at the KJV, King James Version, see that they are italicized, you know, italicizations of words. Some words are in italics. The majority of those words in italics do not appear there in the actual Hebraic text. So one thing that we recommend to our night fellows, the Havarim, the Hasidim, and the fellow Talmudim, is that when we read through it, read the whole psalm, the whole passage, whatnot, right? Read the whole reading, the particular reading, for example, this sentence here, Psalms. Psalms 21:12. Therefore, shalt thou make them turn their back when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Now, we've kind of disciplined and kind of trained ourselves when we read it, to read it, include it, you know, but in a kind of a different sense, like the when is italicized and thine arrows is italicized. Now, when we compare the Hebrew, ki tishitemo shakem bi me tareka tikonein al pnei hem. Right, the Hebrew, coming out from the understanding of the Hebrew, we see that this is not there. The when is not there. Thine arrows is not there. So it would read more like, from the Hebrew, if we take out the italics, if we don't read the italics now, therefore shalt thou make them turn their back. Thou shalt make ready upon thy strings against the face of them. Ki tishitemo shekem bi me tareka tikonein al b'nehem. So we have the thou shalt make ready. Thou shalt make ready. Ti konein. From the konein, ti konein, the I male, speaking to he who be, who he be, speaking to a male directly, speaking to he who be, who he be. Bi me tareka. Bime Tareka, the I strings, the I chords, like the chords of a tent, or even the strings, the chords, the strings of a bow. Bime Tareka, upon thy strings. So the another way of reading the order of it would be, upon thy strings thou shalt make ready against the face of them. Bime Tareka, tikonein Allah penehem. Upon the I strings, bime tareka, upon, by way of, me tareka, bime tareka, tikonein, tikonein, konen, konen. So we have the konen, right? Like as in mekonen, right? To establish. Right? Now here it says, the translation is make ready from the root, the Hebrew root of the tikonein. In Psalm 21:12, we have kun, kaf, waw, nun, kun. Kun or Kawan, some might say, but more proper Afro-Semitically, the Kun, to be firm, to be stable, to be established, to prepare, to make ready, to make ready, to fix, to make ready, to direct in that sense, in the sense also to fasten, to be prepared, to make ready, to direct, right? But from the root sense is to be erect, that is to stand perpendicular. Right, to set up in that sense, right? Whether we say in a literal sense, establish, fix, repeat, apply, a figurative sense, a point, render sure, proper, or prosperous even, to fix, to fasten. When you fasten upon the I strings, bi me tareka tikonein, you prepare all upon al pnehem, upon their faces, or in the sense of against their faces. So here just bringing out this sense of the konen, konen, mekonen, from the kun, from the Afro-Semitic, the kun, right? The kun, getting to the Hebrew roots right here. Yes, sir. Rastafara, 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 Rastafara. For this double course, 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 double course,
Ata Adonai.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim. Winatan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
John! Rastafari! John!
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed are thee, the I, O Sovereign, our power, King of the universe, eternal King, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
John! Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamvarach. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarach. Leolam vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim. Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch Ata Yahweh Noten HaTorah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat
strong. Joy is in thy light, and I and I be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I and I to forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb. And the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you no, read up your Bible.
for this double course.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear. O Yisrael, Hear the Rishon. Aliyah. First Aliyah for this Shabbat. Nitzavim. Sabbath, ye stand. Ye are standing. You all are standing. Hear. For the Hebrew first words here. And the first Aliyah, the first of offering, the first reading for this Shabbat. Here, the 51st. Sabbatical Torah portion reading and feeding on Anna Rastafari sabbatical studies, and here for this Shabbat strong Nitzavim. Here we pick up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy. Here picking up with chapter 29 here at verse 9 in the Hebrew Masorah, corresponding with verse 10 in the KJV. Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear. B'shem Ha'av Ve'Habein Ve'Ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. Hear. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulkem Lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem Rashekem Shibatekem Zikanekem Wishotarekem Kol Ish Yisrael. Ye, y'all, stand this day, all of you, before Yahweh Jehovah, y'all Elohim, your captains, your heads of your tribes, your elders and your officers, with all the men, all man of Yisrael. Atem Nitzavim, ye stand. Atem Nitzavim, Hayom, this day, Kulkem, all of you, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah Elohekem, before he who be who he be, Yah Elohim. Rashekem, your captains, your heads, your rasses, Rashekem, Shivatekem, of your tribes, your tribe, Shivatekem, Ziknekem, y'all elders, we shotarekem, and your officers, we shotarekem, call ish, all man, call ish, Yisrael, all man of Yisrael, your little ones, your wives, and thy stranger that is in thy camp, from the hewer of thy wood to the drawer of thy water, that thou shouldest enter into the covenant with Yahuwah Eloheka, with Jehovah the I Elohim, and into his oath, which Yahweh Elheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, maketh with thee, I, this day.
And Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear here for the Shani, the Shani, the second Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering up here for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath. Ye stand, Sabbath, y'all stand, y'all stand, y'all stand, y'all stand, y'all stand. Lip on, hakim otika, hayoma loa, lip on. Wihua yihye leka lelohim, kasher diber lak, wika asher nishba. La eboteka le Avraham le Yitzhak u le Yaakov. Here for the Sheni, for the second up offering, the second reading here for this Shabbat Nitzavim. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known and called as Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 29, here at verse 12 in the Hebrew corresponding to verse 13 in the KJV and the English Bibles, that he may establish the eye today for a people to himself, and that he may be to the eye a Elohim, true good, true God, as he hath sworn to the eye, and as he hath said to the eye, and as he hath sworn to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. Le ma'an hakim oteka hayom aloa le am, that he may establish thee I today for a people to himself. Wehua yihyeleka lelohim ka asher dibera lak, and that he may be to thee a Elohim, true good, true God. Ka'asher nishba'a la avoteka le Avraham le Yitzhak u le Yaakov, as he hath said to thee I, and as he hath sworn to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to Avraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us, with I and I, this day, before Lifnei Yahuwah Eloheinu, before Jehovah, I and I Elohim, and also with him that is not here with I and I, with us, this day, 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 this day.
Shema Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. Shema Yisrael. Hear, and give ear right here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, third up offering up here for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath, ye stand, Sabbath, y'all standing. Here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, the third up offering up for this Shabbat being here, picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 29, here at verse 15 in the Masoretic, the Hebrew corresponding with verse 16 in the English and the KJV Bibles. Here, Shema Yisrael, give ear, O Yisrael, give ear. Here for the Shalishi. Ki atem yidaitem eita asher yashavnu de aretz mitzrayim we eita asher abarnu de karev ha goyim asher ibartem. Hear, hear, hear. For y'all know how we, I and I, have dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the land of Kemet. Ki atem yidaitem eita asher yashavnu abdi eretz mitzrayim. And how we, I and I, came through the nations which ye all pass by. W'eitasher abarenu b'kareba hagoyim asher ibaretem. And ye and y'all have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among them, lest there should be among you man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah Einai Elohim, to go and serve the Elohim of these Goyim, these nations, nationalities, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood, and it come to pass that he heareth the words of this cuss, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, Lamor, I shall have shalom, peace, though I trod in the imagination of my heart to add drunkenness to thirst. Yahweh, Jehovah, will not spear him. But then the anger of Yahweh, of Jehovah, and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this Sefer, this book, shall lay upon him, and Yahweh, Jehovah, shall blot out Shemo, his name, from under Shemaim, under heaven. And Yahweh, Jehovah, shall separate him to evil out of all the tribes of Yisrael, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book, in this Sefer of HaTorah, of the law, the directions, instructions, so that the generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you, and the stranger that shall come from a far land, shall say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sicknesses which Yahweh Jehovah hath laid upon it, upon her, and that the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown nor beareth nor any grass groweth therein, like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, Adma and Zeboim, which Jehovah overthrew in his anger and in his wrath, his wrath. Even all Goyim, nations, nationalities, international communities shall say, wherefore hath Yahweh, hath Jehovah done thus, like this, to this man? What meanness? The heat of this great anger. Then men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Elohim of their fathers, their patriarchs, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt. For they went and served Elohim, Achrim, other Elohim, and worshipped them. Elohim, gods whom they knew not, they were ignorant of, whom they knew not, and whom he had not given to them. And the anger of Yahweh, of Jehovah, was kindled against this land, to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book, in this sefer, in this cipher. And Yahuwah, Jehovah, rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation, and cast them into another and other land, as it is this day. The secret things belong to Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah Ayna Elohim. But those things which are revealed belong to us, to I, and to I and I, our children, forever, forever, that we may do all the words, Debarim, of this law, this Torah, this direction, this instruction. Hear, give ear, hear. For the Rabbi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering up, here for this Shabbat, Nitzavim, Senbet Komat Chachal, here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy chapter 30. The sixth, or Palestinian covenant. Second item, the covenant, the Brit, the covenant, the Kidan, the covenant declared. Here, picking up with chapter 30, verse 1, for the Revi'i, for the fourth, Aliyah. Of offering up the fourth reading for this Shabbat Nitzavi. With Haya Kia Yabou Aleika Kolaha Debarim Haile Habiraka with Hatilala Asher Natati Lifaneka Wahe Shebota Illa Lebabeka De kol ha-goyim asher hi-di-chikai yahuah Eloheka shama. And here, for the Revi Aliyah, the fourth offering up, reading. And it shall come to pass with Haya. It shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, I. With Haya, Kiya Yavou, Aleika. Kol ha-devarim ha-eile ha-braka v'ha-kelala asher natati l'faneka. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, I, the blessing, ha-braka, and the curse, with Hakelala, which I have set before thee, I. And thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, among all the nationalities. Whither, where, Yahweh Eloheka, where Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath driven the I. With Hayakia Yahweh Aleka, Kol HaDibarim, Ha'ele, Ha'braka, V'Hakelala, Asher Natati, Lifaneka, Wa. He shevota illa leva veka vi kol hagoyim asher hidichika yahuah Eloheka shama. And shall return la yahuah Eloheka to Jehovah the I Elohim, and shall obey his voice, his vocal, according to all that I command thee this day, thou, the I, and thy children, with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that then Yahweh Eloheka will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee, from all the nations, all the goyim, the nationality and national community, with the way Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, have scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out to the outmost parts of Shemaim of heaven, from thence, from there, will Yahuah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, gather thee, and from thence, from there, will he fetch thee, and Yahuah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, will bring thee into the land which thy fathers, thy patriarchs, possessed. And thou shalt possess it, possess her. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers, thy patriarchs. And Yahuah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed, thy race, to love Yahuah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, thy psyche, that thou mayest live, 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 live.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments of the Ten and can elaborate on and elaborate on and elaborate.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, the promised land.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here for the Chamishi, the Chamshi, 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 Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath ye stand, Sabbath ye all standing, Senvet Komat Chual. Hear, picking up the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 30, here at verse 7 for the Chamishi Aliyah, for the fifth up offering up, the fifth reading, right here, give ear right here. ונתני יהוה אלוהיך את כל העלות האלה אללה אויביך ואללה שונאיך אשר רדפוך. And Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah the Elohim, will put all these curses upon thine enemies. ונתני יהוה אלוהיך את כל העלות האלה על אויביך. And on them that hate thee I ועל שונאיך, which persecuted thee I, אשר רדפוך. And thou, the I, shall return and obey the voice of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and do all his commandments, which I command thee, I, this day. And Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, will make thee plenteous in every walk of thine hand, and in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For Yahuwah, Jehovah, will again rejoice over thee, for good, as he rejoiceth over thy fathers, over thy patriarchs. If thou shalt hearken to the voice of Yahuwah Eloheka Jehovah, the I Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book, in this cipher of HaTorah, of the law, of the directions, the instructions, and if thou turn La Yahuwah Eloheka to Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, thy psyche.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh gosh, the promised land.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear, for the Sheishi, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. for the sixth of offering up here, for the sixth reading here, for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath ye stand, Sabbath y'all standing, Senbet Komachachal, here, give ear right here, the final warning. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 30, here at verse 11, the superscription, the final warning. Ki ha mitzwa ha zot asher anokia mitzaweka hayom lo nifa leatahi mimeka lo rechokah he. For this commandment, which I command thee, this day, ki ha mitzvah hazot asher anoki mitzvaka hayom, it is not hidden. It is not hidden from thee. I, lo, nifa le'ata hiyamimeka, it neither is it far off, neither is it far off, with lo rechoka hi, it is not in Shemayim, in the heavens, the place of celestial waters. It is not in the heavens that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us, I and I, to Shemayim, and bring it to us, I and I, that we, I and I, may hear it and do it, neither. Is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us, for I and I, and bring it to us, I and I, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh, very near to thee, I, in thy mouth, and in thy heart, that thou, the I, mayest do it. Ki karov aleka hadavar meod defika uabila babeka la. Natati alifaneka hayom etaha chayim etaha tov etaha maweta etaha ra'a. Here, Shema Yisrael. Here, give ear right here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering up here, the seventh reading for this Shabbat Nitzavim, Sabbath ye stand, Sabbath y'all standing, Sendet Komach Chual, here picking up with the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called and known as Deuteronomy chapter 30, here at verse 15, Chavarim, here, give ear. Re'ei natati alifaneka hayom etaha chayim. Eta ha to, eta ha maweta, eta ha ra. See, I have set before thee this day life and good. Re'ei natati alfaneka hayom eta hachayim eta hatov and death and evil eta hamavet eta hara'a. In that I command thee I this day to love Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments that thou mayest live and multiply, and Yahweh Eloheka Jehovah, the I Elohim, shall bless thee in the land whitherway thou goest to possess it, to possess her. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but if thine heart turn away so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods, Elohim Acharim, and serve them. And here is the I denounce you this day. He agaditi alakem hayom. I denounce to you this day that ye, that y'all shall surely perish. He agaditi alakem hayom akia avoda to beduna. Lo ta'erikuna yamim Allah adam asher ata over eta hayarden la vo'a shama lirishtaha. I denounce to you this day that ye, that y'all shall surely perish, and that ye y'all shall not prolong your days upon the land whitherway thou passest over Yarden Jordan to go to possess it, to possess her. I call Shamayim Waret, heaven and earth, to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Ua bacharta bachayim. Therefore, choose life. Ua bacharta b'chayim. Choose life. U'b'charta b'chayim. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed, thy race, may live. That thou mayest love Yahuwah Eloheka, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave to him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahuwah Jehovah sware to thy fathers, thy patriarchs, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, to give.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians, the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema, hear, Shema Yisrael, hear. For the 52nd Rastafari sabbatical Torah portion of reading and feeding here in I Rastafari Shabbatical Sabbath Studies, so this Shabbat Strong, here picking up the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called and known as Deuteronomy, here picking up fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book, Sefer Devarim, here at chapter 31. Here, Shema Yisrael, give here for the Rishon, Aliyah, for the first reading, first offering up, offering here for this Shabbat, Vayelech, Sabbath, and he went, Shabbat, Vayelech. Beshem Ha'ab, Wehabein, Weruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the One. Here, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 31. Moses' last counsel to HaKohanim, to the priests, HaLewim, the Levites, where Yehoshua, and to Joshua. Vayelech Moshe, Vayidaber et ha-debarim ha-eile, il kol Yisrael. And Moses went, Vayelech Moshe, and spake these words, Vayidaber et ha-debarim ha-eile, to all Yisrael, il kol Yisrael. And he said to them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, Yahweh, Jehovah have said to me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. Vayomer lehem ben meah ve'esrim shana. Anoki hayom lo ukala oda la stata wa la bo wa yawa amar lai lo ta ebora eta ha yardena haze yawa loheka chahova the I Elohim, he shall go over before thee, I am. He will destroy these nations, these goyim, international communities, nationalities, from before thee, I, and thou shalt possess them. And Yehoshua, Joshua, yes, he shall go over before thee, I, as Yahuwah Jehovah hath said.
And here,
here for the Shani, the Shani Aliyah here, for the Shani Aliyah, the second reading, the second up offering up for this Shabbat, Vayelech, Sabbath, and he went. We asa Yahuwah lahem ka'asher asa le sichon ulla oga malkei ha'emori ulla arzama asher hishamid otam. And Yahweh Jehovah shall do to them as he did to Sihon, and to Og, king of the Amorites, and to the land of them whom he downstroyed. Wa asa Yahweh lahem ka'asher asa le'sichon ul aga malkei ha'emori ul arzam asher hishamid otam. And Yahweh Jehovah shall give them up before your face, that y'all may do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Chizku v'imtzu. Be strong, y'all, and of a good courage. Chizku v'imtzu. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim, he it is that doth go with thee, I. He will not fail thee, I, nor forsake thee,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the Shalishi, Aliyah, the third reading, the third Aliyah, third offering up offering here for this Shabbat, Vayelech, Sabbath, and he went. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, called in English Deuteronomy chapter 31, here at verse 7, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, third offering, up offering. Vayikra Moshe li Yehoshua, vayomer layoa le'aineya kol Yisrael achazak va'emat ki ata tabo et ha'am hazeh אל הארץ אשר נשבעה יהוה לאבותם לתת להם ואתה תנחיה לנה אותם. And Moshe called to Yehoshua, to Joshua, ויקרא Moshe ליהושוע, and said to him in the sight of all Yisrael, Vayomer layo le'aineya kol Yisrael, be strong and of a good courage. Chazak va'emat, be strong and of a good courage. Chazak va'emat, be strong and of a good courage. For thou, the I, must go with this people to the land which Yahweh, which Jehovah have sworn to their fathers, to their patriarchs, to give them. Chazak awa ematza ki ata tabo wa eta ha'am. Hazeh il ha'aretz asher nishba'ah yawa la botam la teta lahem. And thou, the I, shalt cause them to inherit it. Ve'ata tanechilena otam. And Yahweh Jehovah, he it is that doth go before thee, I. He will be with thee, I. He will not fail thee, I. Neither forsake thee, I. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moshe and Moses wrote this law, this Torah, this direction, instruction, and delivered it to HaKohanim, the priests, the sons of Lewi, of Levi, who bear the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to all the elders of Yisrael.
Yes, Chaverim, right here, double portion. We have two more aliyot right here for this double portion. And here, the Shabbat Shubah, Sabbath of Return. Going to touch on that as we move forward. Here, first day, Melkam Ehud, Yom HaRishon. Tov, good. Join I and I on the podcast, here, live stream, Rastafari Israelites, Rastafari Groundation, momentarily for the first day service. Shalom, Chaverim, Shavua Tov, a good strong to come. Hashem Yeshua.